all stand, if you will. Precious Heavenly Father, we are grateful together once more this night. Lord, we're so very thankful for all you've given us, Lord. Lord, so many trials that we went through, and you've guided us through them. So much word we've heard, Lord, and you've dipped it into our hearts. Lord, how thankful what a people we ought to be. Lord, we just appreciate you, appreciate another opportunity together. Lord, to hear that precious word. Lord, just have your way in this service. Everything that's said and done, only be for your glory and your honor. In the precious name of the Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'd like to turn to page 698 and only believe. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But then things change and you're down in the valley. Mercy and grace. Amen. Page 619, the same book. Amen. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of just couldn't walk this world alone. Oh, when I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I'm thirsty, he is my water. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? When I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen, with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't without Jesus, what would I do? Now when my tears flow like a river, and my burdens are high as a mountain, when the one that I counted all had led me there, oh, that's when I go to Jesus. He's the one I could depend on. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, when I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen, with arms all about me. He rocks me. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Oh, when I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen, with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. I couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Amen. Is that the truth? Praise his name. There's a little song been on my heart, a little chorus, if you can help me. Amen. I'm on my way to heaven, and I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey gets sweeter every day. Amen. I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey gets sweeter every day. Talking with Jesus all along the way. The Lord is so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Hallelujah. Amen. My way to heaven and my journey gets sweeter every day. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey gets sweeter every day. Walking with Jesus, talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Journey gets sweeter. Amen. He just gets more precious, greater. Amen. As the day goes by. Amen. Brother Paul, would you mind taking up the offering this evening? Praise his name. Go ahead, brother, if you will.
Our Jesus, Heavenly Father,
hallelujah.
The privilege of this again, Lord Jesus, to gather. You help us, Father, Lord Jesus, to come worship you, Lord Jesus, in spirit and in truth. Father, Lord Jesus, we just want to thank you for that place we have to come to, Lord Jesus. We just pray, just be with us now. Be to guide us through the service, Father. May your Holy Spirit just come down, Lord Jesus, and weed out all the sin, Father, Lord Jesus, and just let us grow closer to you, Lord Jesus, with a sweeter love, Lord Jesus, and just a better person every day, Father. We just ask now, you just bless these tithes and offerings, just may they be done used for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, I'm on my way to heaven, and my journey gets sweeter every day. Talking with Jesus all along the way. Well, my soul gets so happy that I shout and I sing night and day. Well, I'm on my way to heaven and my journey gets sweeter every day. Amen. Let's sing that chorus. I know the master of the wind. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. Amen. I know. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Praise his name. Hallelujah. You know he's more than able to take care of every need we have. Amen. If you have a need, brother, up raising your hand. Just keep it on us, your heart. As we ask Brother Selsby to take the request.
Heavenly Father, Lord, truly we do know the master.
Amen.
Father, with just a little one word, Father, settles every chaos, every trial, every test, heals every body. You're so wonderful.
Yes, sir. I know the master of the wind. Oh, hallelujah. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Praise his name. Seated. Amen. Anyone have a song tonight or a special they'd like to sing? Amen. Anyone at all? Let's all stand if you will. We'll ask our pastor to come. Bring what the Lord's laid on his heart. Let's sing that little chorus. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to live the way he wants me to live. I want to give till there's just no more to give. I want to love, love till there's just no more love. I can
truth can never outlove the Lord, that's for sure. Let us bow our heads. Precious Heavenly Father, again, we want to thank you from the depths of our heart that you've given us this opportunity this evening to be here and to give us that opportunity to gather around your precious Word of God and asking once more that you would just dip it into our hearts in the special few love notes you've left for us here and on the printed page. Things through that prophet spoke, Lord, how we're just so thankful. What a joy bells is a ringing in our hearts, Lord, a thanksgiving. So we ask that you just help us now to yield and help us to listen very carefully, Lord, and help us not to miss anything that you have said through your word. And again, Father, we'll just surrender ourselves to you that you could have your way. In your glorious, precious name we ask, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm happy. How about you?
Amen.
Amen. We've got a lot to be happy for. Just listen to those songs. I tell you, it's just beautiful. Just beautiful. I never told you, I don't think before this, but you people sing really good. Amen. Sounds really good. I appreciate that. I pray God will bless you. All right, let us turn our Bibles to the book of Matthew, 13th chapter, and we'll just read this 10th and through the, well, we'll just read the 12th verse, I guess. I was going to, I mentioned that message this morning about what the Lord has laid on my heart, but I don't have time for that tonight. It'd take too long. So we're going to go back into a few things talking about, because it was through the message of three kinds of believers, and talking about the genuine believer, and talking, you'll probably remember me speaking on it, reading some quotes on it, about the life of Christ automatically coming through. And I remember I talked about the automatic transmission. You remember that? All right, so then we're going to talk a little bit more about that this evening and try not to hold you too long. All right, Matthew 13 chapter, 10th verse beginning. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Now again, may the Lord bless during his word again. You may be seated. Again, as we bring these few things out this evening, it is truly something that is once hidden from a people. And that's what a mystery is. It is a previously hidden truth and divinely revealed by God himself, you see. So we realize and remember it's by God himself, because man can't reveal it to you. Man can tell you about what something the Word says, but it takes the Holy Ghost to reveal it, which is God in spirit form. So, again, we come here this evening, and without the Holy Spirit revealing these things to us, we couldn't receive the assurance from it, the blessings from it, But if he reveals it to you, or if it has been revealed to you, then you can receive the blessings from it, you see. Otherwise, it's just, again, words. You know, words to read and words you're listening to and so forth. So just keep that in mind now as we go back into these things. And the prophet said here, Israel and the church, and this was even clear back in March 27, 1953. But again, just listen to what the prophet said, in which coincides and goes right in continuity with what he brought even after the seals. And he says here, if a man's born of the Spirit of God, and isn't that something? It always goes back to being spirit born, spirit filled, filled with the Holy Ghost, that soul change. Oh, it just always goes right back to that, you see. If a man's born of the Spirit of God, it's automatically, see, he lives the life. It's automatically, he lives the life. Remember what we talked about and what the prophet said. We'll probably read it again this evening, just refresh your mind back to it. It isn't no pulling and trying to make yourself and tugging at it and working at it and all this, that. And I've heard so many times down through the years, saints, that, you know, where people say, I'm trying, I just can't seem to do it. It bothers me, I can't do this and this, that, and other. It's just a struggle going on. You know, and oftentimes the many things that they're talking about that they can't overcome or they can't seem to get and do right, and always end up in the wrong of it. And it's things you look and they may tell you what the situation is and you think, why would that bother you? You know? And that's where a spirit-born, spirit-filled son or daughter of God is. I mean, because these things, when it comes to their direction, it's just something automatically takes over. You know, and it's not a struggle. It's not trying to make yourself. It's not trying to force yourself. It's all goes back again to that precious desire, you see. All right, if a man's born of the Spirit of God, it's automatically he lives the life. As I said the other night, drinking, smoking, gambling, drinking, cursing, swearing, that's not sin. It's the attributes of sin. It's because you're a sinner. The reason those things come forth, see, is that. But if you're a believer, let's talk about a true believer, you see. If you're a believer, those things can't come forth. Now think of that. If you're a believer, those things can't come forth. Now, it isn't only smoking, drinking, gambling, cursing, swearing. But so there's other things too. It's that ungodly, uncontrollable temper. Yeah. It's that cheating people. Backbiting, fussing, easily offended. What's all these things? He just didn't take the time to go through and name all these things. But all these things is contrary to the Word of God, and it's flesh and it's carnal. Okay? So it says here, but if you're a believer, those things can't come forth. That's all there is to it. Okay? Because bitter and sweet water can't come from the same fountain. A corn of wheat couldn't bear cuckleburrs because the nature of it is wheat. Notice he mentions that nature. It couldn't bear a cuckleburr because the nature is wheat. So what's going to come forth automatically? A wheat. Brother Paul here, when he goes and plants his corn or his beans, whatever he's planting up there, you don't have to worry. He buys the bags of corn, beans, whatever. He buys a truckload, whatever it be, and puts it in the planter. And he's looking at it. That's a bean seed. That's corn seed, or that might be wheat. He doesn't have to worry about it. If he plants wheat and then corn grows, doesn't have to worry about it. It'll automatically grow wheat if he planted wheat. No struggling trying to turn itself into wheat. You don't have to try to, you don't have to spray a certain potion on it to turn it into wheat. It just automatically is wheat. Just as simple as that, you see. It's got to produce what it is. And it's the same way each one of us are as an individual. We have to produce what we are. And we're talking about a soul. You see, we talked about today. Talked about that nature on the inside. We are what our desire is. A wheat is wheat because it's wheat. A corn is corn because it is corn. A bean is a bean because it is a bean seed. Okay? No struggling, trying to make it, force it, trying. No, no. And if the Holy Spirit is on the inside, that's what he's going to say here. If the Holy Spirit is on the inside, it produces the life of Christ. I know we've had these things before, but I want you to notice the simplicity of it and how it goes right along with Scripture. Because still, there's too many times people are struggling. I mean, there's people in our own congregation here. You're still struggling. You're still struggling to try to keep from saying things to people that you shouldn't say. You're still struggling trying to have the mind of Christ. You're struggling to keep from having a temper. You're struggling to keep them from being easily offended. And you're trying at it. You're working at it. But for some reason, what's going on? You know? Well, the Word of God tells us exactly what the formula is that we have need of. But we don't seem to listen. We don't seem to pay attention. But if we would listen to the Word of God and humble ourselves down and quit trying to puff ourselves up, I'm born again, I don't care what, I'm born again. And that's the way people do. They have gotten convinced in their mind they're born again, they was filled with the Holy Ghost, and have no proof of it. So, Brother Steve, I live a lot better life than I did. You can do that under sanctification. Clean your own life up, you know. That's not the new birth. Okay? And people can't get that. They just can't seem to comprehend that. And I'm trusting that maybe going back through some of these things will, it'll get us at least to the point, maybe those that need it, to say, hey, I'm just going to face it. I know the Word's telling me I'm not born again, so I need to seek God for the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Instead of quit trying to buffalo ourselves in and trying to bluff it and trying to bluff the people and bluff God, you ain't going to bluff nobody. Even a son or daughter of God that's filled with the Holy Ghost knows whether you are or not. You see? Your life proves it. A wheat is a wheat because it shows it's a wheat. A corn is a corn because it shows it's a corn. A bean shows it's a bean because it shows it's a bean life. A horse out here shows it's a horse because it has a horse nature and it's a horse life. The hog has a hog life. We know it's a hog. No problem. There's no scientific thing we got to try to figure out. Is this a hog? I'm sure Brother Joshua's children don't have to figure out. They got pigs in the backyard. Is this a pig? Is this a pig? I don't know. This is a pig. They know it's a pig. Because of its nature, the way it looks, what it's bearing, they know exactly it's a pig. Yeah. Doesn't take nobody. Doesn't take... What's the smart guy, not Rockefeller, Einstein. It doesn't take Einstein to come down and tell you, hey, this is the new birth and this ain't the new birth. God's Word already told you what it was to have a new birth. But people's trying to hook themselves into it. And I'm going to tell you that ain't going to work. It is not going to work. And I know you've heard me harp this for years. I harped it at the other church. They didn't get it. And many still hasn't got it. They're still sitting out there dying. They haven't got it. Their lives prove it, you see. But how can I, by being a fruit inspector and being a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ, how can I keep my mouth shut? I've got to try my best to get through a channel and try to get people to see. And once they get to this point, they really know they're born again, everything else falls right in. It'll happen automatically. There's no fussing, trying to pull and tug and make yourself do this and make yourself quit doing that. Do you ever find yourself trying to make yourself quit doing something? When you do that, you know you're on the wrong track right there. It's all right if you're not been born again, you're trying to keep to do right what you should. You try to obey the Word of God the best you can, but that's not the new birth. You see? The new birth is Christ in you obey the Word of God. It's a life you don't live yourself. So simple. So easy, not hard to understand, but to certain ones it's been given to know the mystery of the kingdom, because it truly is a mystery to many. They don't understand it. Even people that's heard the prophet preach it, teach it, they still don't understand it. You see, thousands. It's not given to them to know.
We read this one the other night, but he says, Romans 8:1, this was in How Can I Overcome. He said, we are all baptized into one body in the domain of that kingdom, one spiritual baptism. No matter how good or how bad, whatever, you're in that kingdom by the Holy Ghost baptism. The Holy Ghost baptism, notice what he said there. That's the only way you can overcome. No other way. Only through that Holy Ghost baptism. Well, what does that Holy Ghost baptism do? We talked about today. That Holy Ghost fire kills that first nature that you was born with. Okay? All right? By Holy Ghost baptism, that's the only way you overcome. It's all that's under the shed blood is overcomers. Because you cannot overcome. Now listen to a vindicated prophet. I'm just reading what that vindicated prophet said. Okay? Because you cannot overcome yourself. You can't. You cannot quit doing those things. You may have a temper problem. You cannot quit that temper problem on your own. No way. It isn't going to happen. I don't care how good you are. And by your nature and your genetics, sometimes some people have more hotter tempers than others. By their family upraising, their family traits, you see? And without Christ coming in there and doing the overcoming for you, you're going to have that temper when Jesus comes. Yeah. And if you're a hothead here, did not the prophet say that I believe is a vindicated prophet, knew what he was talking about and spoke the truth? If you're a hothead here, you'd be a hothead there. Don't worry, you will not be there. Now, why wouldn't a person want to listen to the Word of God that would set them free and bring them to the place they could overcome that? Instead of sitting there trying to say within themselves, I'll do better, I know I can do better, and I'll try to quit this. Ain't happening. You ain't going to be able to do it, friend. Because you ain't big enough to overcome. You ain't great enough to overcome. There's nothing in you great enough to overcome unless Christ comes in you and takes over for you and overcomes it. You see? All right? He said, it's He that overcome for you. And now you're resting. Yeah, now it's no more trying, pushing, tugging, pulling, hoping, trusting. No, it just happens automatically. Yeah. How will I know then, Brother Branham, that I'm in there? The place I just got to talk about. How will we know we're in that place of that resting and we're overcoming, doing what the Word says do instead of fussing with it and fighting with it and trying our best and fail and try our best and fail, try our best and fail, you know? He says, how then will I know, Brother Brandon, that I'm in there? Watch what kind of life you're living. Be a fruit inspector on your own self. You see? Just look around. Now, you know one thing that hinders that? What one thing hinders just what the prophet said there? Even to be able to look at yourself and do a fruit inspection and see where you're at. Again, the same devil that deceived Eve, I talked about this morning, deceives you, and you think you're all right. And you can't even have eyes to see, don't even have eyes to see that the things you're doing is wrong, and you even need to overcome it. You think you're a Christian. Yeah, when you're not. I'm not talking to everybody. I'm trying to get to those that don't have the new birth. Okay? See if it's just lived out of you automatically. That's all you gotta do. Just see if it's lived out of you automatically. Or do you have to strain and pull and see? Then it's you doing it. when you have to strain and you have to pull and you got to try to force yourself and make yourself keep looking from this or looking at that out in the world or getting involved in this and pleasures and different things, and you have to force yourself to keep from doing this, then you know it ain't Christ in you. Okay? It's you doing it. But don't try to do it. Because you ain't going to do it anyway. No. It's going to take Christ to live it through you. Again, as the prophet said, it's a life you cannot live yourself. What we're bringing back to our attention right now, you cannot live it yourself. It takes Christ to live it through you. Or it ain't going to happen. You see? Again, sometimes it takes humility. Say, Lord, I'm not what I thought I was. Satan has me deceived. I think I'm a believer, but your word tells me I am not a believer. Your word tells me I need the new birth. I've got to start over, Lord, somewhere and get myself down on the level where you can speak to my heart. That's so hard for people to do, especially people in this message when they've had this word for years and years and years. They was raised in it. That's all they know. That's all the message down, the message out. It's so hard for them to humble themselves down because they just thought automatically, and then Satan's deceived them automatically thinking, well, I believe the message, I'm born again. You can believe this message 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and still be lost. Because the life ain't there. Alright? And three kinds of believers. Now I was thinking, this is paragraph 35, he's just beginning his message. I didn't read this part yet the other night. He said, now I was thinking, I was looking out the window a little while ago. I'm sure we can all relate to this and think about this. I was looking out the window a little while ago and looking at the setting of the sun and seeing how all nature has a law. Now, he's talking about fall coming on here. Now, we know, that this time of year, the days are getting longer. There's more daylight. And we know that it's starting to get a little warmer. Nature is activated. There's great things happening. The sun's getting a little warmer. Trees, you can already look at the trees and see little buds on them. You see the daffodils coming up through the ground. I noticed today, this morning when I fed, some of them was just like that out of the ground. Tonight when I fed, they was this high. My rain and heat, and they growed like crazy today. And I thought, I was thinking about that as he said this, I was looking out the window a little while ago and looking at the setting of the sun and seeing how all nature has a law. And when the, and when the winter time comes, the law automatically of nature runs the sap down in the tree and in the roots. And automatically right now, the sap is coming back up in to the trees. So it's bringing these buds out. That's why you park your car underneath the tree and it's going to drip sap on it. And people, it eats people's paint off and they wonder, what happened to my car? They don't realize some trees have high acid content. But the thing it is, it's that thing happening automatically. It's taking place. And guess what? Can anybody guess something? There ain't nothing going to stop it. Is that right? It's God's law. And nothing is going to change it. And I thank God, nothing's going to change it. Nothing's going to keep them daffodils from coming up and finally coming to the flower. That beautiful yellow flower coming on it. Nothing's going to stop it. Nothing's going to stop that beautiful grass from growing. Beautiful, Brother Steve? Yeah, beautiful. May not be too beautiful in the fall when you're tired of cutting it. But boy, in the spring, it's nice. You're all fired up and ready to cut it. But nothing's going to stop it. I don't you think about it? Would anybody sitting here like to go out and try to stop this whole thing from working now? Springtime. Have you got enough about you that you can go everywhere and stop this great law taking place? It's in force. Never be able to do it, would you? And neither can anyone keep you from living the life of Christ automatically. No one, no devil, no nothing, because it's God. And it's God in nature out there. And the only one can stop it is God himself if he wants to. Yeah. And nobody's going to stop you because he's going to live it through you automatically. There ain't enough trials. There ain't enough tests. You sung the song, he's God on the mountain. Yeah. God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. Why? Because it's a law. Yes. The same as them trees are producing the saps coming up, that life, and that sap's coming up them trees right now. Yeah. Say, well, I'll try to stop that tomorrow. Well, go ahead. Let me know if you succeed. But I don't have to worry about you coming to me and telling you succeeded. No. And neither do I have to worry about you or anybody else keeping the life of Christ automatically coming through me. Or you. Because God set a law in force. Oh, my. I wish I had time. I probably should have picked this subject tonight. All right, let's go on. He says here, and when the wintertime comes, the law automatically of nature runs the sap down the tree roots, and it buries. As Job said, oh, that thou wilt hide me in the grave, that thou would keep me in the secret place until thy wrath be. And now, that's it. If thou would hide me. See, he saw the nature, the tree, the life go down into the roots. Brother Way, and there stay there until the wrath be passed. And then call me and set me a time. Nature has a law. Nature has a law. There's an awful good nature God puts in there too that has a law to it. Wow. Nothing's going to stop it. It'll happen automatically. Now, it says nature has a law. There's a law of nature. And there is no way at all to get around it. It's a law of nature. And there is a law of the Spirit. There is a law of the Spirit. And also, no way of getting around that. There's a law to the Spirit. Before I read on, turn with me to Romans 8 chapter. Romans 8 chapter, begin the first verse. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation. Now, what happens when you are in that position that you just can't seem to overcome? And you're trying hard. You know it's wrong. Maybe you know it's wrong. You shouldn't have that kind of temper. You shouldn't get that aggravated. People should not be able to set you off like that. At the least little thing, and you just blow up. You know? You know you shouldn't do that. But time and time and time again, when just the least little circumstance comes up, you blow up again. It ain't good, is it? And guess what? When you do that, you're condemned. Because you know what you're doing, you shouldn't do it. And you want to quit doing it, so you'll try a little harder. You'll try to keep from doing it the next time. But you do it again. and again. And sometimes it'll get to the point with some people, it takes even less things to cause them to fail for it, to fall for it. Yeah. They begin to get to the point they misunderstand people and they fall apart and blow up. Yeah. For no reason at all. For just crazy, silly little things. Yeah. But they become condemned. And it's bothering them because they can't overcome it. They know they should quit it, but they just can't quit it. But what about a spirit-born, spirit-filled man of God or woman of God? Okay? Remember, there's a law in nature. Okay? There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. There's only one way into Christ Jesus, that's through the new birth. Is that right? Okay, so let's read it like this, because it's the same thing. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are born again. Oh, glory. If you can just catch these things. Remember, these things are hidden from the wise and the prudent and revealed unto the babes that you learn. Okay? Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost anointing. Hallelujah. Good thing I can control myself. Amen. There is therefore now no condemnation in which are born again. And those that are born again do what? Walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Glory. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Remember what we said about that law. Go after this law that's operating right now and bring these trees to begin to bud and stuff and these flowers up and the grass turn green. Try to stop it. Ain't going to happen, is it? No, you ain't going to stop it. No way. You ain't going to do it. And you ain't going to stop something else when you've been born again. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Death can't stop me. Death can't stop you. No. The law of sin and death can't hinder you. No. But greater is he that's in you than he that's in all the world. And if God be for me, who can be against me? What shall separate us from the love of God, which is Christ Jesus? What? Oh, hallelujah. Has anybody tried to kill Christ? Yes. But did it work? No. They killed a flesh body for a short time, but it rose again. They couldn't keep him in the grave. Neither are they going to keep you in the grave. There's a law of the Spirit of life in you that'll bring you right back out of there. Hallelujah. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death. There's a desire change, friends. You don't desire the same things you used to. Now this desire change, who gave it to you? Did you muster it up yourself? Did you put some kind of a little formula together and some vitamins and minerals and herbs and spices and put it together and swallow it and you change desire? No. The one that created the heavens and the earth, and by him all things consist, is the one to place the right desire in there. And it's eternal. It's as eternal as God is himself. Oh yeah. And nothing can kill it. Nothing can stop it. No. And nothing can keep it from overcoming. No. Because there's a law of the Spirit of life there. And nothing can stop that law from working. Nothing. There's not enough tests and trials to stop it. No. Was it able to stop Jesus? Was it able to stop Paul after his conversion? was able to stop Peter. No, they hung him upside down. They cut Paul's head off. Killed many of the other disciples, but they didn't stop it. No, they just killed the flesh. That's all they did. But they didn't stop it. No. And the words that is wrote in this Bible still lives on. Yes, it does. Oh my. Because there's a law to it. A law of the Spirit of life. And nothing can kill it. Nothing. Nothing can keep you, friends, from overcoming if you're born again. Okay? So let me back up just a little bit now and read it again. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, or you're born again, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because after the new birth, you walk after the Spirit. Okay? And you're led by the Spirit of God. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh. The righteousness of the law, the righteousness of the Word of God, be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Because we're born again now. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. Those that's not born again mind the things of the flesh. They can't help it. They can't stop their uncontrollable temper. They can't keep from being easily offended. They can't keep these things from happening and backbiting and bickering. And they can't keep it from happening. They can't. They're not born again. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, those that's born again, the things of the Spirit. Now do you see that automation? That life automatically coming forth? It's not something you can do. It's what He's done for you. What He's doing through you. You see? For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Your people don't have peace today. And they say they're born again. Something don't add up. It just don't add up. They're trying to make God's word change, but He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Okay? But to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. That's why you can't overcome when you're not born again. There's no way it can come under subjection to the Word of God. It can't. No way. So then they that are in the flesh are not born again, cannot please God. Can't be. But ye are not in the flesh. I was maybe a little skeptic about they that are in the flesh not being born again, but let's go on. So that they that are in the flesh cannot please God, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be the Spirit of God dwell in you. That can only happen through the new birth. Hallelujah. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, or is not born again, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, new birth, that's the way He is, in operation through manifestation. The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, if you're born again, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. Now, if we're not born again, we are. Yeah. You owe living after this flesh if you're not born again. If you have the new birth, you don't owe having to live after the flesh. No, because Christ has come in you and now He's living through you.
For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. How is the deeds of these bodies going to be mortified, crucified, killed? Through a new birth. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit in you will crucify those deeds of this body. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, here's the summons of it. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Oh my. Keep these things in mind on the next message I'm talking about. He says here, God hiding himself in simplicity. I'll close here. I'm out of time. The church is Christ's body. It's an individual amongst other individuals that's born in the kingdom of God or born again. Okay? It's individuals amongst other individuals. That's what the church is. It's individuals amongst other individuals that's born again. That comes from the inside out. That next great word. It's automatically lived. Just the same as it's automatic for those trees to be coming out now. It's automatic. These flowers are starting to come up. It's automatic because God said, let it be. Amen. That law is set in force and nothing is going to stop it. Oh, I'm so thankful. God placed a law within our hearts that nothing can stop. The law, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has made me free from the law of sin and death. I don't have to be a person that's trying, pushing, pulling, tugging, trying my best. He gave us what it took, and it's going to come out automatically out of our lives. Talk about blessings. Talk about sweetness. God's love for us. I thank God for his love for us. You see? Through these things, saints, may we see if we aren't born again, we have the direct answer. Well, we are not. And there's no question about it. I mean, if it doesn't happen automatically, I just got to come humbly before God and say, okay, Lord, I've been deceived. I thought I had this, and I don't. I need you, Lord. I need you. Oh, my. Make sure you find out before it's too late, friends. Because you ain't going to change this. What I told you was the truth. It's God's word. And you ain't changing it. I ain't going to change it. And there's no iffy, ansies, and whatsies about it. God tells us exactly in his word where we sit as an individual and where our life's at as an individual. I don't need a man telling me. I don't need nobody else telling me. All I got to do is listen to God's word and he'll tell me exactly where I'm at. That's right. And I'm hoping that we can all find ourselves eventually on the side of knowing we are the ones. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. And there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are born again. Never feel that condemnation of being lost and not saved. No. No. Never. You're free from it. Without a doubt, you know you're going in. And if the rapture don't take place, you know when you lay this body down where you're a-heading, without a doubt. Oh my. Wonder how many of us sitting in this little group tonight know exactly where we're hidden when we lay this body down. Know without a doubt, with a blessed assurance. Or are you going to have to take that last breath on your pillow, lay in that hospital bed, and be afraid and scared that you don't know what's going to happen to you next? Or can you receive now what he has blessed the people with? Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? Huh? Where are we at as individuals, you see? And you young people, where are you at? You may think, oh, I got a long life ahead of me. You may not have. No. There's young people die every day. I say, well, I don't think I'll die early or die young because my mom and daddy's a believer. That has nothing to do with it. It may be the trying of their faith by you being taken off the scene. Yeah. You have no assurance. Just because you're 16, 17, 15, 12, whatever it may be, you have no assurance you're going to live tomorrow. None. Absolutely none. So make sure you know where you're at tonight before you go to bed. Make sure. Yeah. Hate to be the bearer of bad news sometimes, but if you look at it right, it's all good news.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Let us all stand. Once your sisters come up, surely I'll be able to sing another song. Amen. What God has blessed us with. Anybody have a song you want to sing? Amen. But I did. I really enjoyed the song service tonight, sitting back here and hearing it. I just... to me, it just sounded like angels singing. It was just so good. You know, I appreciate that. No wonder Brother Smith likes song services. Yeah, because you do a good job. Now, don't get all puffed up. But give roses where roses are due. We give our roses to the Holy Spirit because God has blessed us. And I greatly appreciate what the Lord does for us. Yes, we all have things we must, I'm sure, need to overcome yet. But I'm so thankful we're still climbing. We're pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. May God bless you. Any songs you want to sing? Go ahead. Timothy? Amen. Isn't that the truth? Amen. Do you believe that? I know He's a mighty God. I've seen Him. I've seen what He can do. See what He's doing. See and know what He will do yet. Amen. Sing it together. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Come on up, Brother Timothy. Heaven was all before me. Before me. What a
this morning and hear the word tonight and to see what God's done. And I just think of that little chorus, the windows of heaven are open.
Amen.
And oh, I'm so glad He's blessing me tonight, this morning, every time with His word. I wonder if we couldn't sing that little chorus.
Yes.
Amen. Oh, the windows of heaven are open. Oh, the blessings are falling tonight. And there's joy, joy, joy in my heart, for Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave Him my old tattered garment, amen. He gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on that manna, and that's why I'm happy. Blessings are falling tonight. You got joy?
Yeah.
Is there joy? Joy, joy in my heart. Cause Jesus makes everything right. Oh, I gave Him my old tattered. tattered garment, and he gave me a robe of pure white. I'm feasting today on that manna, and that's why I'm happy tonight. Amen. Glory to his name. Amen. You know, as we sang that little chorus, I've been changed this morning. I just couldn't help but to think, somebody under the inspiration of what they saw happen in their life wrote that little chorus. And what a confirmation that God's word's the same yesterday, today, and forever. When Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and the baptism of the Holy Ghost fell. And then later in the book of Acts, I believe it was where Paul, when he yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on him. And they were changed from that creature. Look at Brother Branham, the experiences he had, and how he could say, look at how my life changed. And we stand here today as recipients saying, look what God has done for me. And the blessings he's poured on me, not that we deserved it, but by his mercy and grace, something greater than we are, the same greatness that's causing that little blade of grass to be this much taller today. Today has made me draw this much closer to Christ. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus has set me free. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. I don't mean to keep you, but I can sing all night. Amen. Sing that little chorus. Well, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah, amen. Oh, Satan had me bound. Oh, but Jesus set me free, amen. Had me bound, but Jesus set me free. Oh, Satan had me bound. Yes, amen. Oh, hallelujah. And I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free. On my way to heaven, and I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, I'm shouting victory. I'm on my way to heaven, I'm shouting victory. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus set me free. Amen. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, my, that word will truly set you free indeed. Amen. God in his simplicity. Oh, if we'll just take him at his word, saints. Oh, how it ought to make our hearts glad. Amen. I'm so thankful to be right here with each one of you. Amen. I'm glad God has brought us where he has and give us what he has. And you know, I know these things are changing, but it's just so good, you know, to see God bring people in. You know, I just couldn't help speaking to Glenn's dad there this morning, and just to see the tenderness in him of the Holy Spirit just being in contact with it one time. You know, it had been 30 years since he'd been to church. And may he see something real, not just at church, but see Jesus Christ living in a people's hearts and lives. To see that Bible made a living epistle read of all men in our hearts. And not just him, but anyone that would enter those doors. You know, Brother Pitts had mentioned he had called a few people and asked them to pray for when Brother Smith comes to minister for us, that God would have his way in the meetings. And I pray each one of us don't need someone to ask us to do that. Amen. But we're all praying, Lord, have your way. Amen. God knows exactly what needs to be said, when it needs to be said, and he is the great I am.
Yes, he is.
And all of the ministry that there is all in his hands. And if he's using them, he will speak what he once spoke. But let's just pray and ask the Lord, Lord, you have your way.
Amen.
Give me my portion in that service. Don't pray that he gives another brother their portion or another, but you ask for your portion.
Amen.
And oh, I'm sure God will bless us mightily.
Amen.
My, I'm just so
so full, you know, amen. God is so good to us, saints. We've got nothing. I got so much to thank him for as we go through each day. And I'm just glad that I can see his mighty hand holding me, amen, and watching over us. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come to the close of another service. And Lord, we are truly grateful for each time we get to come and listen to the precious word. And Lord, as we weigh ourselves up and see that great measuring stick, Lord, and we see these great truths that you've left us and these mighty promises, Lord, that's laying before us. And we see the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just hunger and ask that you would continue to feed us, continue to draw us. Lord, as the sun is fixing to start to warm back again, may the word continue to warm, Lord, and that heat continue to draw out any greenness that would be in our lives, Lord, and to draw us closer to you. And as a group, draw us closer together in love, Lord, and into the unity of that faith. Lord, that we would be in one mind and one accord, Lord, minding only those things that the Holy Spirit would have us looking unto. And we just pray these things, Lord. We pray you'll bless those that couldn't come this evening. Continue to strengthen them, encourage them. Lord, we pray you'll continue to bless Brother Bobby and help him, Lord, there. The situation that may soon, Lord, you make a way that we could get in to see him and be able to be with him in fellowship, Lord, for a few moments. And Lord, we just humbly ask that you would bless each and every one of that little bride, wherever they may be. You know the situations they're in. You know the things they're facing. And Lord, we ask you to meet their needs in a mighty way. And we'll never fail to see you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Amen. I had made mention to Brother DeLong, and I just wanted to make mention to you all. When Brother Smith comes, I don't know if he will, but just think he may take up a love offering for some of the lesser families that he's been helping. If anybody would want to be prepared, if you've got a little something the Lord would lay on your heart to give, maybe bring it, even if he doesn't take it up. If he does a lot of ministry work, if somebody felt led to give a little something, it doesn't matter if it's a quarter, it don't matter if it's $100. If you feel led of the Lord to give it, know a woman one time, it just gave two little pennies, and God blessed it mightily, and God will do with whatever. But just want to make sure you're aware of that. Keep that in your hearts, and we never know what God will have for us. And if God lays it on your heart to do it, do it. He'll multiply it. And you know, we're just so thankful that God has placed us where he has. And saints, every day we ought to be so thankful that we got those lights burning in here. We got air conditioning tonight. We had heat this morning. We got it made over here. We don't even know. And oh my, don't let it hinder us from walking the way he wants us to walk. Amen. As we sing that little chorus, I'll say amen to Jesus. Amen all the time, and you can be dismissed. I'll say amen to Jesus, amen all the time, amen in sorrow, amen rain or shine, it's yes to God forever, he knows what's best for me. So I'll just say amen, whatever it may be. Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're dismissed.